Opponents are calling on the Berkshire Museum to pause its plan to sell 40 objects from its collection to fund major renovations and create an endowment. A loose coalition organized on Facebook has publicly questioned the museum's finances and leadership. The museum has spent much of the summer disputing the criticism. WAMC spoke with financial journalist Felix Salmon of Fusion, who recently published a post on the Berkshire Museum's finances. The museum challenges Salmon's findings, recently featured on his blog, Cause and Effect.
Well, what I found is a museum which, like probably 95% of other museums, is having a certain amount of financial difficulties. You know, that this is not only not unusual in the world of museums, it's entirely normal. Museums generally run at a deficit and often have to chase big donors, and those big donors are elusive and they can take many years to chase down. You never quite know when those big donations are going to arrive and all of this kind of stuff. So no one's saying that the Berkshire Museum is in great financial shape, but at the same time, I don't see any indication that they're facing an existential threat. I don't see that the Berkshire Museum is in any worse financial shape than most other museums, and that it needs to do something this drastic to head off some kind of great crisis which would cause them to close their doors within the next couple of years.
So looking at the finances, what is a good indicator of the museum's success or failure?
Well, the best indicator of museum success is things like, you know, how popular it is, how good its exhibitions are, how many visitors it gets, that kind of thing, right? It's not a business. The purpose of the museum is to serve the public. It's not to make a profit or anything like that. But what you can do is you can look at its assets, for instance, which are very close to all-time highs. You can look at its net losses or net profits, which have been sort of bouncing around in recent years and nothing out of the ordinary. And you look at it, the amount of money that it manages to spend on putting out its programs and stuff. That's not a great indicator, because obviously inputs and outputs are two different things. But if you look at the amount it's spending each year, that's been going up quite steadily and it's now at all-time highs. So obviously they're being able to spend money on stuff. So I don't see any great sort of existential threat right here. But yeah, I wouldn't say that it's super healthy either.
Some of the only financials that are available right now are from 2015, and those are the Form 990. What are the purpose of these, and how did you use them to, I guess, conduct your analysis?
The Form 990s are the forms which every charity needs to file with the government, and they basically give an overview of that charity's fiscal health, and it's part of the deal you get, basically, when you become a nonprofit. The other thing they filed with the state of Massachusetts is the audited financial statements, which go into a little bit more detail in terms of the balance sheet and the income statement. And what they've done there is they've started splitting out what they call non-operating expenses from operating expenses so that they can try and come up with this thing that they call an operating deficit. Like, you know, they take certain revenue and they call it non-operating revenue, so they don't include that revenue so they can make their losses look big and say that their losses have been over $1 million a year. Now, their total losses have not been over $1 million a year. What they're calling their operating losses have been over $1 million a year, but I don't really understand what goes into that bucket, and sometimes what goes into that bucket changes from year to year, so it's a little bit opaque.
I had a chance to speak with the museum. The museum contends you were not looking at the right documents. There were no really other documents available to be viewed, but they're calling this analysis from your opinion.
I'm going off the audited financial statements which they filed with the state of Massachusetts, and I'm going off the official Form 990s that they filed with the state of Massachusetts. This is absolutely information straight from the museum itself. I'm not taking any kind of dubious information whatsoever. And I'm glad that you managed to talk to them, because they're refusing to talk to me.
That's financial journalist Felix Salmon of Fusion. A spokeswoman from the Berkshire Museum told WAMC Monday that Salmon's analysis is his opinion and said his conclusions were completely wrong. The museum also contends Salmon was not focusing on the right documents. A spokeswoman says more information about the museum's finances will be posted on its website later this week.